Okay, interview done. Dark goal scored tonight, Robbie Benton. Robbie, you must be delighted with that result.
Yeah, it was a great result. First half, I thought we were excellent. Played the ball really well. Limited, can't remember the chance really they had, and we were happy coming in at half time. But just a sloppy goal to give away kind of gave them a bit of an impetus to get back in the game, and we got through a tough patch in the second half. And when the third goal went in, then we were safe enough.
First half was a super performance. You were 2-0 up at the break. You couldn't ask for anything more. Pat scored a terrific goal. Your goal was top class also.
Yeah,
but it was
Pat's goal. I think is probably his best goal of the season. Just to take the pace off the ball and to send everyone the wrong way.
Yeah,
that's a world class header. Yeah. And
your goal was very good.
Yeah, look, they're my favourite ones to score. Believe it or not, we were working on them yesterday, and Stephen said to me, "I have a knack for scoring in there," and I've taken a couple of goals off Brian now. With a little, goals might even going in, but I just take them off him. So he's good for an assist now and again, Brian.
So anyway, you were 2-0 up. What was going through your head? Because they hadn't threatened at all when they got in for a bit of a bizarre goal early in the second half.
Yeah, just Chris, who was brilliant on the night overall and has been brilliant the last few weeks, just left the ball back, and that can happen sometimes. But the psychological aspect of the game just shows how important it is that, you know, everyone was confident the first half, wanted to show for the ball, but then when there was a little bit of, we were up against it a little bit, and they get confidence from the goal, and we stopped showing for the ball as not as well as you would have done in the first half. So just shows that you have to, if you can overcome that psychological kind of blow, it goes a long way, and something that we could improve on going forward.
But you did anyway. Dylan Connolly put the game to bed with about 15 minutes to go. He took his goal well, and again Pat Hoban was involved right down in front of me, put in a lovely ball, and Dylan was there at the far post to finish it.
Yeah, it's a brilliant ball. Pick someone out like that on your wrong foot, holding off a defender, is a great ball. And you know, Dylan can score 10 or 15 goals a year because he's so quick getting in the back stick. Even the other day in training, he got one almost the exact same. So, he'll be eager to score more goals like that, until the end of the season.
What's the feeling like top of the table tonight?
Yeah, very good. We had a rough week or 10 days there going out of Europe and the EA Sports Cup down in Cove. So people forget that's our 13th league win in a row, which is an incredible run, and hopefully we can keep it going as long as we can. It's difficult to keep a run like that going, but we do our best every week, and we're just concentrating now on Sligo to make it 14. Yeah, that's all our focus.
I was just going to finish the questions just by saying Sligo on Monday night, they won tonight, so it's not going to be an easy game.
Yeah, they won there, and
they won the last two league games.
Yeah, they won the last two league games, and even the one before that against Rovers in Tala. I watched that game and I thought they were very good. So they'll cause us problems. It's a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
So but same for both teams. Both teams might be a little bit leggy. So
look.
It'll be a tough game. Long way to travel. Two away games isn't easy back to back. So, we're looking forward to that game, and hopefully we can get 3 points.
Congratulations! Thanks very much.